1100 KNZZ. News you can depend on.
I'm Libby Pelletier in the KNZZ News Center. The 2024 Colorado legislative session is finished, concluding at 8:09 last night. One of the final bills passed and headed to the governor is for Colorado families with household incomes under $90,000 would be eligible for an income tax credit to cover tuition and fees at in-state colleges for 2 years. The Denver Post says the bill was driven by declining enrollment to make higher ed more affordable for more families. Another last-minute bill would prohibit the use of handheld cell phones behind the wheel. Denver Post says the bill prohibits drivers from holding their phones to make calls, check messages in traffic, scroll through news postings and social media at stoplights. If the governor signs the bill, Colorado would join 27 other states with similar bans. Governor Polis and LGBTQ legislators are celebrating legislation headed to voters that would strip anti-same-sex marriage language from the state constitution. Polis tells the Denver Post it's important to change the Colorado Constitution language to make sure it's not only the U.S. Supreme Court precedent that protects the legal recognition of same-sex marriage. It could be months before the Highway 50 bridge at Blue Mesa Reservoir is reopened. CDOT says inspectors are nearing the halfway mark on inspections of welds on the bridge near Gunnison. It's not clear, though, what it'll take to make the repairs. In the meantime, traffic is being allowed in intervals over the Lake City Cutoff, a dirt county road, 4 times daily. A lot of people have a lot of opinions about Whitman Park in Grand Junction, and they can weigh in at a public meeting May 14th. Grand Junction Parks and Rec presenting 3 design concepts. Those designs, the result of a community survey earlier this year. I'm Libby Pelletier in the KNZZ News Center.